Joe Fisher is certainly doing well for himself. Joins us on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen.
I'm learning, Joe.
Hotline.
The segue.
I didn't know if you were going to imply that I had some kind of gambling issue going on or what.
You know, I was working on that part of the joke, but I decided to stay away from that.
$5 Nassau.
You and Gromos bet how many times Ingram will get forearmed by Bobby Johnson trying to get an interview?
Well, we can certainly help dictate those things, too. We have conversations before games with coaches about how to deal with those. So,
I have conversations with Bobby before he goes on the air for your post-game interview as well, how to answer certain questions.
It won't be long. We'll be going through all that.
It won't be. You know, and Joe, everybody who follows Vanderbilt football knows a lot of the key questions for this year: the offensive line, the defensive line, how to replace guys at linebacker, and I guess those questions are about to really be answered as they get started with camp.
And I think Bobby has been really aggressively positive in a number of those areas. I don't want to say defiant, but almost acting a little bit surprised that people are asking about losing all those people and talking about he's very excited about the offensive line. He's gone as far as to say that this year's offensive line could be better, certainly more athletic than last year's, with the exception of Chris Williams. And, you know, you name some of those guys like Bradley Vierling and Thomas Welch and Ryan Custer and, you know, Hensley, guys that are big and have played some, are now going to get the opportunity to play every day. So he seems to be very encouraged with that. I just think it's logical for people to assume or fear the worst, I guess, when you lose that many. But, yeah, we're about to find out. The upperclassmen report today. Freshmen reported yesterday, and you know, a lot of people think about freshmen, you know, showing up on campus for the first day with their bags over their back and, you know, wandering around all, you know, wide-eyed looking at where they're going. Almost all of the incoming freshmen have been in summer school. They've been on campus. So it's really not as much of a shock to the system as it used to be. You know, they're actually already in class and have already started the process. So I think that helps ease them in, and that's certainly been the focus for Bobby Johnson to, you know, go ahead and get those guys in here and get them used to the situation, get them used to school, and get them ready to practice. And so upperclassmen report today, and then they'll all start the meeting process, the orientation process, and then tomorrow they'll take the field for the first time.
Joe, the story's been told before, but it still amazes me because I can think back to those Friday nights, you know, when I was in television going out to cover high school football and seeing Thomas Welch as a safety at Brentwood High School.
As a quarterback, as a safety.
Yeah.
And now he's about a 300-pound offensive lineman. It is amazing. But when you think about it, you know, he was always a big guy, you know, 6'5", 6'6" anyway. So he had a lot of room on his frame to put on weight. But you build in that athleticism that comes with being able to play those skill positions and carry that over to his footwork and his quickness on the offensive line, and he's become a pretty formidable guy. And remember, he's still got those talents. He can catch the ball. He can throw the ball. I mean, he can do all kinds of things. So I'm glad to see him. He's really sort of paid his dues. You know, they asked him to make a commitment to do this. He wanted to do it. He felt that if he could contribute that way and play college football that way, that's what he wanted to do. And now that's all starting to come to fruition for him.
And think about this, and that's one of the things that has really impressed me about Bobby Johnson and his staff at Vanderbilt, where they look at guys and at times get creative and sort of understand that, you know, certain guys are going to be 2 or 3 year projects. And I know that was the case with Welch, that they were going to have to be patient, you know, let him, you know, get in the weight room. This isn't just a matter of, you know, hanging out, you know, at McGugan and eating as much as you can. I mean, he packed it on the frame and, you know, and as you said, remains athletic and is now a major asset for them.
Well, and I think it's been, as you mentioned, one of the things this program has done really well is identifying not only, you know, what players can do, but maybe projecting them in other positions, projecting them places people didn't anticipate. Look at, you know, Marcus Buggs, where he ended up at a linebacker position, and a guy like a Curtis Gatewood, who ended up as a defensive end. I mean, you know, they were almost trendsetters in some ways when you think about it, because now look around the league and look around college football, and I'm not saying that, you know, Vanderbilt was the first to do it, but look at how many defensive lines now have those, you know, 240, 250-pound defensive ends, but they've got speed around the corner, and they really put pressure on the opposing quarterback. And that's now really become a trend in the SEC, and certainly Curtis Gatewood kind of started it for us, and now you've got a Broderick Stewart, a Stephen Stone, who are going to carry that on. But I think Bobby and his staff have always done a really good job of looking at a player maybe where he did play and identifying where he can play.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to mention two quick birthdays, guys, if that's okay.
Okay.
First, my father-in-law, Harry Knight, 85 today.
All right. So
congratulations to him. And congratulations yesterday to our son, Zach, who turned 18 yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's on his way to higher learning this fall, right?
He is on his way. He will be a freshman at the University of Alabama.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys.